There are some controversies in terms of making decisions in clinical practice, and one is the issue of using trastuzumab in the patient who has a smaller node-negative tumor. We were talking about node-negative ER-positive before. Now we're talking about node-negative HER2-positive. And I hear a lot of controversy, particularly about the really small tumors, less than a centimeter. How do you see that kind of decision getting made in practice? And what's sort of the downside that you're trying to balance against these sort of less dramatic effects in the smaller tumors?
This is a huge problem. In a sense, it's a nice problem to have because we have therapy that works. And now the question is, we have to decide from a statistical perspective who derives more benefit than harm out of these types of therapies. So one approach, and this is not the approach I take, is just say, well, the toxicity is pretty minimal and let's overtreat patients so we capture everybody who could potentially benefit from this kind of therapy. And that would include even smaller tumors and perhaps even smaller tumors that are hormone receptor positive. I don't take that view because I do want to look at the long-term toxicity. And, you know, it is real for trastuzumab-based therapies. We now have a pretty firm number that somewhere between 2.5 to 3.5% of patients develop cardiac events after they're treated with an anthracycline and trastuzumab-containing regimen. And that's only in the first few years. We have no idea what will happen if a 45-year-old or 50-year-old woman is treated with ACTH today. What will their heart look like in 20 years? And will they have an increased risk of heart failure or coronary artery disease? We just don't know that. So when you're dealing with very small tumors who have an intrinsic risk, which is less than 10% of relapsing, you have to be very, very careful here. And I don't think anybody has the answer. And one question is, do we need to give a year of trastuzumab? Not so much necessarily for the toxicity, because you still incur some toxicity when you give it just for a short period, as George Sledge showed in a pilot study that was reported at San Antonio last year. But the interesting thing about Sledge's study was that's now the second trial that looked at a short course of trastuzumab in combination with chemotherapy and showed results very similar to the FinHER trial, suggesting that maybe we don't need that whole year of therapy, which certainly would be appreciated by women from a convenience and cost perspective as well. So we have a lot of questions to answer about that.
I think we should add, though, that from what I can tell, again, in our national patterns of care surveys, both of oncologists in practice as well as investigators, even though there's this interest in whether the trastuzumab duration could be shortened, it seems as though right now, for practical purposes, virtually everybody's trying to get patients out to a year. Is that your take?
That's my experience as well, although I will say that I have treated a few patients with lower risk disease who have other issues, and outside of the trial setting, we have issues with adherence there and with transportation and sometimes financial issues that sometimes interplay. But I would agree that the default is definitely to do a year of trastuzumab. And it'll be really interesting when we see the two-year data from the two-year studies, whether that makes a difference. Hopefully that won't confuse the issue, but it has the potential to possibly extend our dosing on one hand while we have the possibility of looking at shortening of the dosing on the other hand from other trials.